Daily News Bits. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and here with me today is Mayor Richard Berkram for the Town of Brome Lake, who is following up with us on Bylaw 59612 regarding short-term rentals in the municipality. So Richard, the last time that we spoke together, the town held a registry in which there are enough signatures garnered against the bylaw, and the town was in a position where it had to decide as to whether or not they were going to move forward with a referendum. Where is the town now in the process? What decision was made? I know that this was a decision that you're going to discuss at the July 4th council meeting.
Yes, well, council decided not to go ahead with a referendum on the bylaw 59612 due to, one, it costs a lot for the referendum, and second, of course, there would be a lot of work on the personnel at town hall. So taking those things into consideration, and also the fact that with 373 signatures that were against it, we decided not to go ahead with the referendum for those reasons, and with the follow-up that we would form a committee that would be composed of people that are in favor of the bylaw of having Airbnbs in Knowlton and people that are against it. And two of the people that would naturally would be on the committee would be Lee Patterson, because he's the president of the CCU, and Owen Falcaro, who's the town clerk and also the lawyer for the town. And his expertise in that field would have to be there. So, and then the composition will be done of the rest of the committee, as I stated. So okay. That will probably be done at the beginning of September. People have already sent in their names.
Okay, so people can apply with the town to be on this committee.
Yes, that is exactly correct.
Okay, and how do they go about doing that? They just get in touch with you? They call you?
No, they email Owen Falcaro.
Okay.
But mind you, we're not going to have a committee of 20 people.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have probably a committee maybe 12 people maximum.
Okay.
You know, four that are for and four that are against, and we'll go from there.
Okay. How will the process work in terms of choosing who you want to be a part of the committee? How will people be appointed exactly?
Well, that we're not sure of yet. We're going to look at that in the next 2 months, July and August, the rest of this month in August. And then we'll go from there. I'm not quite sure, because we might work on the aspect of having two bylaws, okay. One for principal residents and one for secondary residents. The secondary residents are the problem because it's rental less than 31 days. Principal residents, there's not many people that rent out the principal residence for 31 days. Most mm-hmm. of them are for 4 months during the winter. That works out very well because you get to meet them first and then you can trust them, and because you have a lot of personal belongings in your principal resident.
Yeah.
Secondary residents are equipped very minimal.
Yes.
So there's not much really that they could walk away with. So that was what basically we're going to look forward to.
Okay, and I don't know if you're able to give our listeners an idea, but what did the town feel or think needed to be reviewed in the bylaw that contributed to making this decision to form this committee?
Well, people were against, first of all, the 1,500 square meters minimum of property. Because if you go along Bonneville Road, there's a lot of Airbnbs in that area. But the chalets, the cottages are very tight.
Yes.
And so that it was one that people were against, because that eliminated a lot of Airbnb. But they also misunderstood again what the bylaw, the content of the bylaw. A lot of them signed the registry against the going ahead with the bylaw, adopting it, due to the fact that they were under the impression that there was no control, that it was still going to be, but they didn't realize that the town gives up the permit. The town controls the complaints. If there was more than two, we withdraw the complaint, and then following that, we advise the Airbnb or the CITQ, and they withdraw the permit so they can't advertise it. So the control would have been good. And mind you, we only had five real problems, and one real problem and four others that were very minor. This time we're going to try to get it more correct, if I can say that, use that word. Democratically, they signed the register, so I mean, we're going to go ahead with this now.
How will this committee function? So you'll have people for and against, and you're really, they're just going to work together to establish a bylaw that suits the needs of each party?
Well, the committee will make recommendations to the elected officials.
Okay.
So they're going to get, you know, have their meetings, make their recommendations, then we're going to look at it as a whole. With people that on the committee that are against, people that are for, I hope they come to a consensus to have a good bylaw that we'll be able to incorporate and put into in operation for the following year, 2023, because now it's too late to do anything. And summer is a big year. It's a big time of the year for Airbnb, so it'll be too late for this year.
What outcome do you hope to have here with this committee? You know, things don't always go smoothly. Things don't always go in the direction that you want them to go in. So what is the end goal with this committee, and what do you hope to take out?
Well, the end goal is to come up with a consensus amongst the committee, make their recommendations. I mean, Owen Falcaro will be there, along with Lee Patterson. But Owen Falcaro, like I said previously in the conversation, his expertise will be greatly viewed, and he can say, no, you can't really do that. Wouldn't it be better to do this? Because you got, you know, people talk about doing it by zones. Well, we have 162 zones in town of Rome Lake and 29 different categories of them. So 162 zones, to pick one zone here and one zone there, it's going to be difficult, because you're going to have people right beside one of the zones that was picked, and their zone wasn't picked, where they won't be able to do Airbnb. So we got to find a common ground that will basically solve most of the problems of the Airbnb.
Okay. And how long is this process expected to take? Like, how long will this decision process go on for?
Well, we would like it done by March 23rd for both, because the government law, where the control over principal residence will be their law.
Okay.
But they've given municipalities to come up with their own up to March 23rd of next year,
okay,
2023. So we would like this done before, adopted. So we would have, because it's a four-month process,
okay,
doing the first project, doing a public consultation, adopting the second one, putting a register if people want to sign, and going through that procedure takes about 4 months. So we'll go from there and see what happens. And then after the register, of course, then we adopt the second project if there's not enough signatures or whatever to force a referendum. So we're going to wait and see how that, but we would like it done probably by December, so we could start the process of adopting the first project.
Okay. And I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Richard, that you think would be important for people to know about this this process.
Well, I mean, this process is going to, you know, we can't please everybody, that's for sure. And we can't have an open forum where anybody can do Airbnb in town of Rome Lake. We have other towns that is prohibited from doing Airbnb, only in the center of town, like in Sutton. Bromont, there's only one sector on the mountain where you can do Airbnb. The rest is prohibited. So, you know, we're trying to please everybody in town of Rome Lake to the point that who wants to do Airbnb. Short-term rental is a problem, mm-hmm. You know. Long-term, there's no problem there. It's the short-term that we're looking at, whether it's principal residence or secondary, but most is secondary. So I just hope that with the committee and that the work, that we'll be able to come up to a consensus. Everybody's going to be more or less happy.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for following up with us on that. I super appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.